There was a time when movie studios just added Roman numerals to sequel titles. Think Rocky II, Rocky III, Rocky IV. Well, not anymore. This summer, we've had 22 Jump Street, the follow-up to 21 Jump Street, and X-Men Days of Future Past, with no mention that it's either the sixth or seventh X-Men movie, depending on how you're counting. This got our movie critic Bob Mondello thinking about the art of sequel titling.
Do you suppose they stopped numbering sequels so we wouldn't do the math, totting up time spent, dollars spent, watching the same plot play out with variations? 5 Die Hard, 7 Planets of Apes, 9 Elm Street Nightmares, a dozen Star Treks, Going Boldly, where pretty much everyone's gone by now. It makes sense a studio might want to downplay that, make things at least sound fresh, as with the Harry Potter and the movies, where book titles get our hero from preteen to young adult. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, until the last couple, where they settle for Deathly Hallows Part 1 and 2, which I guess they figured was better than Harry Potter and the male pattern baldness?
Oh, Harry, you need to shave, my friend. You know, at times, I forget how much you've grown.
Sometimes just using numbers for titles makes sense, as with Steven Soderbergh's Oceans trilogy about an ever-expanding gang of con artists staging ever more elaborate casino heists.
All right, gentlemen's down a three-number combination, 11, 12, and 13.
But if you're not going to go with numbers, sequel titling has rules. For an action picture, you want to up the ante each time. Die Hard, Die Harder, Die Hard with a Vengeance, or The Bourne Identity, Rising to Supremacy, and then Ultimatum, and then Simulacrum, or whatever that last one was without Matt Damon. If it's a horror flick, you want to add to the dread. Resident Evil's follow-ups were called Resident Evil Apocalypse, pretty dire, then Extinction, more dire, and then Afterlife, which was pretty much the only place they could go after Extinction.
What was that?
You're gonna need more ammo.
Comedy sequels get to have the most fun with titles, Naked Gun 2.5, for instance, and give the Dumb and Dumber folks credit for coming up with Dumb and Dumber-er, and for the three title that they've got coming in a few months, Dumb and Dumber 2, spelled T-O. Kind of meta. Others just go with puns, like Alvin and the Chipmunks, the Squeakwell.
I eat you for dinner, with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
There are occasional movie franchises where it doesn't much matter what you call the episodes. The series that has the most popular sequels in movie history.
Nobody does it better.
23 and counting?
Live and let die.
Doesn't acknowledge in its titles that the pictures are sequels.
Gold finger.
Presumably on the theory that with 007,
the sky falls.
Titles are forever, except of course for the impenetrable Quantum of Solace. Impenetrable because Quantum of Solace is both meaningless and perplexing. And the one thing you do not want your sequel title to do is raise questions. A while back, when producers were abbreviating everything, Mission Impossible 2, for instance, had posters that read M:I-2. There was a horror flick that wanted to try that, a sequel to Halloween that was supposed to be taking place 20 years after the first one. So the poster had Jamie Lee Curtis's face and great big letters saying H2O. It looked like she was selling a really sinister brand of bottled water.
Everyone is entitled to one good scare.
Another title that raised all the wrong questions was for a story about the king from whom we won our independence in 1776. In Britain, the stage play was called The Madness of George III, spelled George III in Roman numerals. But when it was turned into a film, the producers worried that Americans wouldn't know who George III was, so they added the word king, The Madness of King George, while dropping the Roman numeral at the end for fear that audiences would think they'd missed parts 1 and 2.
I am the king of England! No, sir! You are the patient!
What's the best sequel title ever? Well, reasonable people will disagree. But my vote goes to the Alien sequel, Aliens.
This is unbelievable.
How many?
Can't tell. Lots.
First time around, just one of those critters was plenty scary. This title promised, and the movie delivered, a whole planet's worth. It's not always easy to know whether a sequel has a good title until the movie arrives. I can't say The Avengers Age of Ultron means much to me at the moment. No doubt it will next summer, when the advertising is in full roar. Not sure what would be right for the rumored sequel to Shakespeare in Love. Woody Allen's already made a Midsummer Night's sex comedy. Love's Labor's Found, maybe? There is one upcoming title, though, that I'm prepared to say feels right. playing off nothing more than affection for a character who swam her way into audience hearts about a decade ago.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim.
Back
swim.
Then, she was looking for a hatchling named Nemo.
Dory. I love to swim in
Dory.
When you
now, she's apparently lost herself.
See, I'm gonna get stuck now with that song. Now it's in my head.
Sorry.
So the title, Finding Dory, just about perfect. I'm Bob Mondello.